When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden.
Everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. I'm your host, Will Walden. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about SpaceX's Starship IFT-4 flight that will be happening sometime in the next month-ish, according to Elon Musk and SpaceX COO, Gwynne Shotwell. Now, IFT-3, let's go back a little bit to IFT-3. This happened about a month ago. Their Starship vehicle, which launched from Starbase, Texas, it was a very successful launch, by the way, very successful flight. That happened about a month ago, and it did everything almost that they wanted it to. There were a few things that it didn't accomplish, which was a soft landing in the Gulf of Mexico and also a soft landing in the Indian Ocean for the ship. The booster was in the Gulf of Mexico. The ship was in the Indian Ocean. Other than that, though, everything was great, and the launch was perfect. So what does this mean for the next launch of Starship, though? We have to think about this. What's going to happen for IFT-4? They're going to be doing the same thing. Let's go back to IFT-3 again. There were a few things that they wanted to do. One of them was the payload door opening and shutting. And the payload right now, the payload door is just for Starlink satellites. So they wanted to get that done. IFT-3, they did. They opened the door and then they shut the door. The door, as it shut, little bit. Get a little bit slow. A little bit slow. But it was successful. They're going to clean that up. They may do another Starlink door mission in the future. Not sure if it's going to be for this one or the next one or the next one. IFT-6 maybe. But for right now, IFT-4, there's one thing that Elon Musk was talking about. Elon's big hope for IFT-4. And I'm going to get to that in a second because we have to go through what's happening for IFT-4 before we get to the big thing. So Elon wants IFT-4 to have a successful launch, of course. They want the booster. They had to blow up the booster in the ship in the first IFT-3, by the way. So the booster flies to the Gulf of Mexico. Stage separation will happen for IFT-4. And what happened with IFT-3? Is that when the stage separated, the booster came back down towards the Gulf of Mexico and they had to blow it up because there were some systems that weren't working properly. So they had to do a termination of the booster, which is totally fine. SpaceX does a thing called rapid iteration. So they learn from their mistakes. IFT-1, there was mistakes with the launch pad. It basically obliterated the launch pad under the launch mount. For IFT-1, IFT-2, they installed a water deluge system, which is fantastic. It cools down where the flames, where a normal flame trench would be for a ship like this. But it shoots thousands of gallons of water into a concentrated area right under the ship. And it absorbs the shock. It absorbs the sound. And it works totally perfect. So IFT-2 fixed that problem. IFT-3. Same thing. The water deluge system works great. IFT-2, the ship and the booster didn't detach for IFT-1 or IFT. For IFT-1. And so IFT-3, hot staging, works perfectly. And now for IFT-4, they're going to refine those systems. So hot staging is going to be refined. Things will work better this time. The plumbing within the Starship and the booster will be refined. So these things work a little bit better every single time. The electronics, maybe there's a software update, there's hardware updates. It's just like an iPhone. Every version of an iPhone, from iPhone 1 to where we are now, it's iterative design. Things that didn't work in IFT1 work in IFT4. Things that didn't work in the first iPhone, or things that were pain points for people, work totally fine in the iPhone 4. So it's very similar. Yeah. So now for IFT4, stage separation, like I was saying, they're going to do a boost back burn with the booster, do the flip maneuver, and let's talk about his plan, Elon Musk's plan. SpaceX posted a tweet the other day of the static fire of a single Raptor engine for the Starship test flight IFT4. And it was successful, full duration. Elon Musk tweeted after that, getting ready for flight 4 of Starship! Goal of this mission is for Starship to get through max re-entry heating with all systems functional. We saw during the static fire, the single Raptor static fire of this ship, that some of the heat tiles fell off. I don't know how many yet, because there's 1,000 of those things on there. So we don't know how many fell off, how many are remaining. They have to replace some. And we saw some of these fall off during the last flight, IFT3. And Elon wants max reentry heating for this one. If some of these tiles fall off during launch, they're not going to be there for reentry. So any heat that they would have absorbed and protected the ship, that's out the window. That doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. It's got to heat up the stainless steel that the Starship is composed of. So stainless steel, hot, very hot, thousands of degrees hot, and then baking the inside of this thing from the reentry heat. Luckily, it's a few minutes of reentry. So it's not going to take 20, 30 minutes to do this. But there's a possibility that it could get so hot that it could burn the systems inside, could stop some of the systems inside. That's the only thing I'm worried about. What if it destroys some electronics or ruins something along the way? And I'm not being pessimistic here. It's just the way that engineering works. It's physics. If heat in contact with something, it's going to burn it or it's going to melt it. And the avionics, possibly the electronics, like I was saying, if it burns through a wire harness with 15 or 20 wires on it, some of those wires could be communication wires, and some of those could be something for avionics. And then it goes spinning out of control. Things could happen. We don't know. We don't know what could happen within that system. One of the pipes for fuel, anything could happen, and we could get a rapid unscheduled disassembly, or RUD, if you will, mid-flight, at the very end of the flight, if some of these heat tiles fell off and the heat gets into the ship itself. So stainless steel, steel gets really hot really fast. I mean, I don't know if you have a stainless steel pan that you've ever used, but they conduct heat very well. I know SpaceX is using a very proprietary stainless steel for this. So it may be able to ablate some of that heat by itself. But as of right now, we see that the heat tiles have fallen off is a possibility, but that heat could actually stop this flight, and they're going to have to find a way to attach these heat tiles in a more proficient way, an efficient way in the future. So that's all I'm really worried about. But Elon's tweet, goal of this mission is for Starship to get through max reentry heating with all systems functioning. That's what he's really worried about. I don't think there's going to be any other tests that they're really, really worried about in this. They do have a payload door on this. It looks like maybe they're going to do a fuel transfer that they were supposed to do on IFT3. Maybe they're going to do that again. We're going to see in the coming weeks. They're going to start tweeting some stuff. Elon and SpaceX are going to start tweeting some stuff in the coming weeks about this mission. So stay tuned here, and I'll give you as much information as I can when I get it.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.